Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and yes, New York is a city of immigrants, and with immigrants come languages. How many of you came here speaking a language other than English? Those of you listening right now. Maybe you live in a predominantly Latin neighborhood like Bushwick or Corona, and you didn't speak Spanish originally and have decided to brush up on it. Well, Spanish is easy enough to pick up. There's certainly no shortage of Spanish speakers around here to learn from, but where are you going to practice French? Or maybe you're too embarrassed to unleash your elementary-level Cantonese on that butcher in Chinatown. Well, listeners, here's your chance to show off your foreign language chops, whether they are native to you or whether you're learning right now. Joining us in studio are the French-speaking organizer of the Walls and Bridges Festival, Cedric Duroux, the Cantonese-speaking Hoover Chung. He's also the New York correspondent for Night on Earth on BFM 89.9 in Kuala Lumpur, and novelist Emmanuel Iduma, who is fluent in Igbo and Pidgin English. And if you don't know what Igbo is or where it comes from, we'll explain in a minute. Because they're all here today as part of the Franco-American Walls and Bridges Festival, specifically the Foreign Language Hopscotch event happening on Sunday that we'll tell you about. So welcome to all of you. Great to see you all in our studio. Hello. Happy Friday.
Hi, Brian.
Happy Foreign Language Hopscotch and Walls and Bridges. And listeners, here's what we're going to do. It's a Brian Lehrer Show multilingual call-in experience. We want to show off just how diverse New York is, so get ready. We want to line up 10 callers. We have 10 lines, ideally speaking 10 different languages to interpret the phrase. Are you teased by this now? Are you ready? Ready if you speak one language or another? Here's the phrase we want you to say in your language.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's right. Appropriate to the moment on so many levels, suggested by our listener John in Glen Rock. We'll play it again from Cool Hand Luke. Oh, we'll play it again in a minute. But that's that super famous line from the old movie Cool Hand Luke. What we've got here is a failure to communicate. And yeah, you could figure out about 10 things that it applies to right now. So we're looking for 10 callers, 10 languages, 10 interpretations of people saying what we've got here is a failure to communicate. Want to play? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You Japanese speakers out there, you Danish speakers, Bambara, Arabic, Icelandic speakers, we want your voice and your famous your translation of the famous line from Cool Hand Luke. What we've got here is a failure to communicate. 212-433-WNYC. And while the calls are coming in, Cedric, you're the organizer of the Walls and Bridges Festival, which bills itself as a Franco-American festival of arts and ideas. This is the festival's third year for people who don't know about it. Tell us a little bit about it and what inspired you to start the festival.
Okay, thank you for having us. Well, the festival is organized by a French cultural place called the Villa Gilet, based in Lyon, in collaboration with another one called Les Subsistances. And both institutions are interested in mixing specialties and countries together. So basically, what we organize here in New York is a mix of conferences, talks, and performances and workshops. The idea being to bring together people who don't necessarily speak to each other usually, and we like the idea for this fifth edition of the festival to bring together people who actually don't speak the same language.
And all three of you are partaking in the Foreign Language Hopscotch event this weekend. That's taking place this Sunday, folks, at 2 o'clock at the Invisible Dog Arts Center, 51 Bergen Street in Brooklyn. this event served as the inspiration for the segment we're doing now. But explain the concept to our listeners of the foreign language hopscotch.
Yes. So on Sunday afternoon, you can come to the Invisible Dog and you can subscribe to a maximum of 6 slots, and you can meet 6 different people who speak a different language than yours, and you can learn a few words from them of that language, and it's also an excuse to meet them and discuss their culture, and it should be a fun afternoon.
And Hoover, one of the surprising things we found in researching the segment is how predominant Cantonese is as the lingua franca, if I might, of many of the U.S.'s Chinese immigrants, particularly among older generations of Chinese Americans. That's Cantonese as opposed to Mandarin Chinese, which is the most commonly spoken language in the world. So why are native Cantonese speakers so much more common in the States than Mandarin speakers, who are much more numerous around the world?
Well, I was born in Hong Kong, and I'm one of the many waves of Chinese who has been leaving China and going to the rest of the world. Chinese have been actually in North America for a long time, and but mostly is people from the Canton, the south of China, because that's also the seaport, and that's why the earlier immigrations are from the south, and they speak dominantly Cantonese. But of course, now is China open up, and there are more immigrations from mainland China themselves, and they come from more from the north.
And so actually, Cantonese is far more common in Manhattan's Chinatown, but Mandarin is actually becoming more common in Flushing and Sunset Park, some of the newer communities, right?
Yes, yeah, because the downtown Chinatown is a much older one, so it's already kind of captured by the Cantonese. And then for the newcomer, they have to find somewhere else. And Flushing, and also people come later, they have more money, economic-wise, they're doing better, so they can get real estate up in Flushing and more space to open their restaurant.
And Emmanuel, you'll be teaching 2 classes, I see, at the Foreign Language Hopscotch event. One of them will be Igbo, which is spoken among the Igbo people of southeastern Nigeria.
Yeah.
But you'll also be doing another class focusing on Pidgin English. Now, a Pidgin language, as you know, is defined as a simplified language that develops as a means of communication between 2 or more groups that do not have a language in common.
Yeah.
That could be Democrat and Republican. Well, I don't know. But a lot
hopefully.
Of pidgin what?
Hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. A lot of pidgin languages have their origins in old commercial trade routes for obvious reasons. So what role do pidgin languages play in today's Nigeria?
I think, first of all, that thinking about it historically, it's, you know, like began as a language of disability because you wanted to communicate with someone that you couldn't communicate with, you know. And then now it has become more or less like a language that symbolizes exchange, symbolizes like, you know, I'm a young person and, you know, I carry it around. I can communicate with someone other than myself. So it's kind of, right now it's grown to something that is no longer, first of all, a disability, as it is a means to just, you know, go across yourself, go beyond yourself.
Do you live in New York now?
Yeah, I do, yes.
For how
I'm
many
schooling
years?
In New York. I mean, I've been here for a couple of two months.
Oh, just 2 months.
Just 2 months. So.
Yeah, because you know what I was wondering? Since the Foreign Language Hopscotch event is particularly focused on polyglot New Yorkers and the area's lingual diversity, I wonder if a city with as many immigrant communities as New York, if here new strains of pidgin emerge, and I guess after 2 months you wouldn't have any insight into that yet, but have you thought about it?
No, not really, actually. But I'm pretty sure that this mix of an incredible huge number of languages living that close to each other, there must be, you know, new mixes and new forms of languages happening. Certainly.
All right, guys, are you ready to start us off on our multilingual call-in experience before we go to the phones? And we're going to listen to the phrase again from Cool Hand Luke.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
So how do you say that in French?
I think we would say, nous sommes face à un petit problème de communication.
How about in Igbo?
I think we would say, on where you fait, on where you ke, you kwe ba.
How about in Cantonese?
Well, they call them though.
That was efficient. Dan in Manhattan, what language do you speak?
I work as an interpreter. I speak a couple, but the language that I had chosen, because I thought it might be more unusual, was Catalan.
And what we have here is a failure to communicate.
El que tenim aquí és una incapacitat de comunicar-se.
Miguel in Elizabeth. Hi, Miguel.
Hi, good morning.
And we thank Dan for starting us off, by the way. What language do you speak?
Portuguese.
So what we've got here is a failure to communicate.
Okay, here we go. O que nós temos aqui é uma falha de comunicação.
Thank you. Abdul in Brooklyn, what language do you speak?
Hi, Brian, love your show. What we got here is a failure to communicate. In Arabic, ما عندنا هنا هو عدم القدرة على التواصل.
Thank you. Justin in the West Village.
Hi, I'm a student of Chinese, and so the way that I would say it is, 在这里一点的沟通都没有.
You've got your Cantonese speaker smiling broadly here. And Leonardo in Monmouth County. Hi, Leonardo.
Good morning, Brian. Well, quello che ci abbiamo qua è una mancanza di comunicare. Questo in italiano. This is in Italian.
Thank you very much. Sarah in Queens. What language do you speak? Hi, Sarah.
I speak Hebrew. This isn't an exact interpretation, but I think it would be Ma sheyesh lanu po ze ba'aya ledaber echad im hasheni.
Awesome. Jean-Paul on the Upper West Side, and it's not going to be French again. Hi, Jean-Paul.
Hi. So mine would be Norwegian, and in Norwegian this sentence would be Det vi har her en kommunikasjonssvikt.
Svikt. Is that communicate?
Kommunikasjonssvikt. Svikt is failure.
Failure. Thank you. We could go through everybody again and just get the word for failure. You know? Roland in Freeport. You're on WNYC. Hi, Roland.
Hey, Brian. How you doing? First-time caller.
Thank
I'm originally
you.
From Haiti. And in Creole, we would say, sanguin la son pan communication.
Roland, thank you. Adeline, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello. I speak Garifuna from Belize, and we would translate it by saying, Kate lesu serebe, laduga madumere wama wamogwa.
What's the word for failure in there?
There is not an exact translation for failure, but it's translating that we're failing to communicate, meaning we're not speaking to each other.
Thank you very much. And how about that? A culture with no word for failure.
Yeah, that's nice.
Orlando, you're on WNYC. Hi, Orlando.
Oh, how you doing, Brian? It's a pleasure to be there. Well, I speak Spanish, and the way to say it is, I believe it's more easier than the other languages, is lo que tenemos aquí es una falla de comunicación.
And what's the word for failure?
Falla.
Yes, so similar, coming from the same root as the English. Orlando, thank you very much. There we go. That's 10. 10 on the phones.
Congrats.
Plus your 3. Yeah. I knew we could do it. So, Cedric, how similar is this to what people would experience if they come to foreign language hopscotch on Sunday?
Oh, very similar, I think, because I think all our teachers will have prepared like a 15 to 20 minute class or something to learn a few words and sentences. But I'm pretty sure that people who will attend the event will come with lots of questions and will probably teach you also a few things. That's very much what we hope.
What was that Igbo word for failure?
It's hard to translate. It's... It's actually, it makes sense to say it in full. So so that's why I said, onweri fe ainweri kiku. So the sense that you cannot say something.
Can you pick out a word that represents the concept of failure or not so much?
I think I can pick out a concept like onweri fe, so which is like there is no. You know, like,
yes, there is no. But I'm just curious whether there's something deeper there. Like, people wouldn't judge themselves as a failure in the same way that we express it and think of ourselves and the concepts of success and failure here, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, the Igbos are basically known as a very, like, resilient people because, I mean, in the 60s, the late 60s, we had the Biafran, Nigerian Biafran War, the Civil War, and the whole idea now is that Igbos have kind of risen up into business, the kind of the own the commerce of the country. And so it's a very hard thing to think of the Igbos as a failing people, you know.
Hoover, was there a discrete word for failure in your Cantonese?
Oh, no. Chinese are very direct with failure. It's sabai. That is the word, because Chinese parents are really hard on their children.
So I've heard. On Facebook, Maria asks, I've always been curious about onomatopoeia in different languages. Like we say cock-a-doodle-doo in English because that's what a rooster sounds like. Is it different in, say, Cantonese, Hoover? She wants to know.
Sorry?
If you were saying in Cantonese what a rooster says. You have roosters in China?
I don't think so.
So you mean
the chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
the male chicken.
How to make the sound?
Yes.
Oh, I have to make it?
Yes.
Go, 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 go.
So pretty similar, right?
Pretty close to French, yeah. Which would be cocorico, which is
In Igbo, it would be kukuruku.
And on Facebook, Kristen wants to hear the infamous Brooklyn forget about it, or at least an approximation complete with hand gestures. Can you give that a try in French, even though they can't see the hand gestures?
I think it would be something like, oh, laisse tomber.
That's like forget about it.
Laisse tomber. Yeah, forget about it.
And what would the literal translation of that be?
Drop it.
Uh-huh. Is there an Igbo?
Not directly, but if I want to say it, I'll say chezoya. But nobody says that literally. You know, we are not the people that try to forget. So, yeah.
So one of the earlier events at the Walls and Bridges Festival was called In Praise of Babel, Arguments Against a Single World Language. And it posed the question, should we consider linguistic diversity an opportunity? Were your panelists uniform in saying we should?
Actually, it's taking place right now as we speak, so I'm missing it. Well, but I'm pretty sure that will be, yes, the result of their talk.
So we will have to leave it there, and we thank you for missing one of the other interesting panels in the event to do our show. Foreign Language Hopscotch at the Walls and Bridges Festival this Sunday at 2 at the Invisible Dog Art Center, 51 Bergen Street in Brooklyn. People can just come.
Yeah, they should actually register on wallsandbridges.net, which would make things easier because there's going to be lots of people.
My thanks to Cedric Deroux, Hoover Chang, and Emmanuel Iduma. Fabulous. I appreciate all of you. How would you say, have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you Monday.
I always say
we'll come back with it in 30 seconds. Stay tuned.